Coach Edger do a great job of, you know, getting me prepared, putting me in great situations to get better. So every day he put me through them situations, I feel that I'm getting better every day. So.
James, how's your Adrian Peterson imitation? Sounds like it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm getting better. I mean, he's proving himself. I'm trying to. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to use, like I said, every day to get better. So.
After being out that long, I mean, how excited are you to actually get into that game time action? I mean, practice is still practice.
I'm kind of itching to get out there. I mean, I want to feel how everybody in this locker room probably been feeling, going out there every day playing against, going out there playing in front of thousands of fans that love the Green Bay Packers. I want to feel that too. I mean, so every day I'm out there practicing so that I can get that opportunity.
James, your last game was what, that bowl game against UConn?
Yes, sir.
How long ago does that feel right about now?
I think that's about 2 years right now.
Does it feel like even longer?
It feels a lot longer than that. So, I mean, I've been out for a while, so just getting into things and starting to get out there gradually, I started getting more comfortable and feeling like myself again. So I'm going to continue to get better and better each day.
Did they kind of tell you, look, we're not giving up on you? Or were you a little bit worried that you might end up on injured reserve and spend a whole another year not going to do anything?
I don't think so. I wasn't really worried because I always look at things in a positive light. I mean, if I was placed on injury reserve, that was time to get better. I would have used it as a tool to help myself be prepared for next year so that things like this don't happen. So, I mean, I'm going to make the most out of my opportunities each time I get those opportunities.
So did you tore the hamstring in that conditioning?
Yes.
Thing? So when did it finally start to, like, I know you were on the PUP. Was there a point during your time on PUP where you were starting to feel like it was 100% again, or was it not until after you got activated and started practicing?
I say each day it get better. I mean, in the NFL, you got to learn to play with injuries anyway. So I say about around the time I was off PUP, and I mean, it was just enough time to, you know, really feel good and start getting the things a little, you know, picking up the tempo and things like that. So I say a little after PUP.
A lot of times guys feel like they have to take that first hit and absorb it and know what it feels like before they're fully back healthy. Do you need that as well, or do you think you've tested the hamstring enough at this point to have total confidence in it?
I mean, I think I need the first hit just to, you know, feel how it feels to get hit in the NFL. I mean, it's obviously different from a game point of view, but I mean, far as hamstring, you can tell just by cutting and practice and things like that. So I'm fine now. So.
How important was it for you personally to not have to one IR and sit for the rest of the season and wait till next year to start this whole thing?
It was very important, just because, you know, you get better each day in practice. And if I wasn't able to practice like I am now, going against the first team who, you know, need good looks. So, I mean, out there, just practicing every day, getting used to everything, that's a big plus for me, you know, just getting in tune with the system and things like that.
Is the running the ball thing kind of instinct, or it's like, to say it's just like riding a bike, you just get out there and do it?
I mean, you obviously got to work on fundamentals and things like that, but, I mean, running back is your instincts. That's what makes a running back. Every running back has different instincts and that make them unique. So I say running back is, you know, basically instincts, but you also got to work on fundamentals. That's why we practice.
You haven't had to take a lot of pounding for the last year and a half, so do you feel your body feel real good right now?
Yeah, I feel fresh. I'm fresh leg, and I feel good right now. So.
The line is fresh. Would you like to see some carries on Sunday?
Of course. I mean, if I can get a carry or two, I mean, I'm going to make the most of it. So hopefully I get an opportunity to see a carry.
Have you got an indication that you might get that opportunity, that they're, you know, ready to see what you can do?
Every day is evaluation for me, I think. I mean, every day I go out there and practice, I just give it my all. And whatever, whenever my name is called upon, I'll be ready. So.
How do you evaluate your pass blocking?
I get better at that every day too. I mean, Coach EB emphasized that so much, you know, protecting Rodgers. And, I mean, I want to be able to do that because if I can't do that, I ain't going to be able to play anyway. So I make sure, you know, I'm getting better at that every day too.
Did you do much of that in college? I mean, you had a bunch of catches. Did you pass protect much, or were you too much going on all of them?
I mean, it's a little new for me, but I pass protect a lot in college. I mean, I was an every down back in college also. So
I just know that you had like 130 catches. I'm not sure
how
many opportunities you actually had to protect.
Yeah, I had to protect a lot. Most of them was check downs. My man didn't come. I had a lot of reads and things like that. So, I mean, I played a little protection and stuff like that in college also.
What do you have to do to, I'm sorry if you answered this earlier, but to earn some being activated and getting plays? Do you have to beat out Nance? Do you have to prove anything in practice? Do you have to be ball secure? What do you think is the first step to earning some reps in the game?
Right now, I just say practicing hard, you know, just showing coaches what I can do. I mean, there's always competition. I mean, each back here is great backs. I mean, so I'm going to just continue to control what I can control, and that's going out, practicing every day, giving them my all. Hopefully they see something in me.
This was going to ask, is that your focus now? Are you trying to make hits? Is your primary goal to get on that 1-4-5, or are you still just trying to improve and, you know, still working?
Each day I just take it day by day, and each day I try to get better. That's the main thing, getting better, being more, you know, efficient with everything that you're doing, plays, technique, I mean, everything. So I just try to critique myself each day.
So that 45 is not
the
thing in your mind.
No, I want to play. Of course I want to play. I want to be out there. I want to play. But, I mean, I only can control what I can right now. And to get on the 45, I have to be better at all those things I mentioned. So.